Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the power of transformation, the ability to rise from the ashes of adversity, the incredible resilience of the human spirit, Phoenix Rising. Let's get into it. Life is a cycle of destruction and renewal, of setbacks and comebacks. It's in our darkest moments that we find the potential for our greatest transformations. Just like the mythical phoenix, we too have the ability to rise from the ashes of our struggles, stronger, wiser, and more determined than ever before. This podcast today, Phoenix Rising, is all about resilience, reinvention, and the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. It's about embracing challenges, learning from failure, and using hardship as fuel for personal growth. Every setback, no matter how devastating, carries within it the seeds of new beginning. So we will explore the journeys of individuals who face the odds and emerge renewed, and what the strategies are for proving that adversity is not the end, but a stepping stone to something greater. That's right, something greater. The myth of Phoenix, the bird, a bird that's been reborn from flames, has long symbolized resilience, renewal, and the power of transformation. Life throws us challenges, setbacks, losses, and moments where we feel like we've been burned to the ground. So this episode isn't about pretending those experiences don't hurt or minimizing the pain of those moments. It's about recognizing the potential for growth, strength, and even beauty that can emerge from the ashes of those experiences. It's about understanding that destruction doesn't have to be the end. It can actually be a catalyst for rebirth. We're going to get real and raw about the difficult times we all face and explore, and how to embrace the phoenix rising within us. We'll explore what it means to experience a phoenix rising in our lives and discuss the common stages of grief and healing, and unpack practical strategies for navigating difficult times and emerging stronger on the other side. We'll be honest about the pain, the struggle, and the vulnerability required to face our challenges, but also celebrate the incredible capacity of the human spirit to heal, to grow, and to rise above. So let's unpack this today. What does it mean to experience a phoenix rising? It's all about transformation, watching yourself evolve and transform, undergoing a significant change, often as a result of challenging experience. It's all about resilience, bouncing back from setbacks and adversity. It's all about growth, learning, evolving, and elevating through difficult times. Grow through it. Don't go through it. You want to grow through it. That's right. It's about renewal, finding new strength, purpose, and hope after a loss or setback. And most importantly, it's all about rebirth. Rebirth, which is emerging from a challenging experience, stronger, wiser, and more authentic. So let's focus on that. There's so many stages of grief, and it's important that we, you know, understand how these are identified when it comes to being resilient. It could come through difficulty accepting the reality of the situation. It could come through anger, feeling frustrated and resentful about what has happened. It could come from trying to negotiate or find ways to undo the loss or setback. And it could show up and manifest in depression, feeling sadness, hopelessness, and loss of interest of things you once enjoyed. And it also comes through in a form of acceptance, coming to terms with the reality of the situation and finding a way to move forward. So let's unpack some practical strategies for navigating your personal phoenix rising. So the first strategy is to acknowledge and honor all of your emotions that you're experiencing. Allow yourself to feel the pain, to feel grief or anger without judgment. Don't pass judgment on yourself, and don't be so critical and harsh on yourself. Acknowledge your emotions that you're feeling, but most importantly, know that you will grow through it and it will be okay. It's just a temporary thing that you're experiencing. And also another strategy, most importantly, is practice self-care. Prioritize your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Connect with trusted friends, family, or professionals who can offer supportive guidance as well. And if you meet a mentor, a coach, I do have services available at AliciaEats.com. You can get more information on that. But most importantly, another strategy is focus on what you can control. Identify the aspects of the situations that you can influence and take action. And the things that are out of your control, let them be, because guess what? You have no control over things that are out of your control. So stop stressing about those things and focus your energy on the things that you can do and the things that you can control, and challenge those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs and replace the negative self-talk with positive affirmations. I love positive affirmations and just simply empowering beliefs, whatever your belief system is. And most importantly, learn from your experiences. Reflect on what you've learned from the challenge and how you can grow from it. Some people go through things, and believe it or not, they go through the same things over and over and over, years and years and years, because they're not learning from that experience. Because if you're able to learn from something that you're going through that's challenging, you're able to identify some areas of opportunity that you can improve so that you can get out of that situation. But if you're steady going through the situation and you're not learning from it, newsflash, you will stay in that situation. So key takeaway, please learn from your experiences and trials and tribulations in life. Another strategy is embrace change. Change can be scary. Uncertain times can be scary, especially in the world that we're living in today. A lot is going on in this first 30 days of the new year. So be open to new possibilities and adapt to changing circumstances. Another strategy is find meaning and purpose. Connect with your values and discover new sources of meaning in your life. How beautiful and how rewarding is it to have a fulfilling, authentic life? Now, the Phoenix Rising, it is a testament to the incredible capacity of the human spirit to overcome adversity, to heal, and to emerge stronger and more beautiful than before. It's a reminder that even in our darkest times, there is always the potential for rebirth and renewal. So please, please, please don't get down on life's challenges. Understand that there are so many opportunities for you to rise, bounce back, and come out stronger, for you to redefine yourself and just reimagine what life could be like for you once you evolve and go and transform through whatever challenge that you're facing. That's the Phoenix Rising. Identify what is your Phoenix Rising. How are you going to evolve? What is your evolution journey going to look like for you once you make it out of the storm, once you deal and face that challenge head on and it doesn't break you and you transform into something greater, the greater you? Imagine that. Imagine your Phoenix Rising. Phoenix Rise. Let it rise in you. Imagine what your Phoenix Rising look like. And I know we do a lot of talk about transformation and growing and evolving, but we have to understand that life isn't perfect. Nothing isn't perfect. And we don't want to always have those rose-colored glasses on and be in denial that things aren't happening. Things are happening. They're happening in the world. And it's all about your Phoenix Rising. So when you see all of these things on the news and the headlines, or maybe in your community, maybe on your job, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in your family, maybe in your personal life, when you see and experience all of these changes and challenges, let this podcast resonate with you that there is a Phoenix Rising in you waiting to evolve from all of this all of the things that you're experiencing, you can evolve and come out on top, because there's no way that you're going to be alive and go through life without experiencing anything, any setback. So let this be a form of motivation for you to rise above all of the challenges and turn them into opportunities for you to be great, for you to be better. And most importantly, focus on things that you can do in your daily life to cultivate a mindset of perseverance and how to transform pain into purpose, because you're going to experience a form of pain and grief. But how can you evolve and transform that pain into purpose, and how to harness inner strength to rebuild after loss? Whatever you're going through, you can rebuild, you can evolve, and whatever we're experiencing in the world, we will rise from this. There's a phoenix rising in each and every one of us. So we'll draw the wisdom from history, psychology, and just explore. No matter how far we fall, we always have the capacity to soar once more. There's always a phoenix rising. Understand that the journey of the phoenix is not an easy one. So we're not talking about this is a smooth, easy journey, because dealing with loss, dealing with grief, dealing with change, that could be difficult. And one of the things is, when it comes to the phoenix, it requires courage, it requires faith, and it requires the willingness to embrace change. But through resilience, self-belief, and the determination to rise again, we can reclaim our power and create a future filled with possibilities. No matter where you are in your journey, understand that today is a reminder that you too have the strength to rise. So let Phoenix Rising be your guide to transformation, a testament to the power of renewal and a source of inspiration for the path ahead. The flames of challenge may test you. You're gonna go through some tests, but within those very flames lies the power to be reborn. I don't know about you, but rebirth looks good. We all have that. We all have the power to be reborn. So whatever challenge you're going through, don't let it break you. Let it rise and let your phoenix rise, and you will be reborn again, and you will have a renewed strength and resilience to push you through and transform your life better than before. There is purpose in your pain. Always remember that. No matter how much it hurts, no matter how bad things are, there's purpose in that. And it's up to you to figure out how to grow through it and how to learn from every experience, every setback, every failure. Let that bring you closer to greatness and where you were ultimately meant to be. The journey of rising from the ashes is never an easy one, but it's always possible. Just like the phoenix, we have the ability to transform our struggles into strength, our pain into purpose, and our failures into stepping stones towards a greater destiny. The key to true resilience lies not in avoiding hardship, but in embracing it, learning from it, and allowing it to shape us into a stronger, wiser version of ourselves. So we've explored the strategies of renewal and the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. We have seen the setbacks, that they do not define us. Our responses to them does. So by shifting our mindset, fostering resilience, and embracing change, we can reclaim our power and create new beginnings, no matter how difficult the past has been. And remember, every change and every challenge is an opportunity to rise. The flames of hardship may test you, but within those flames, always this potential for transformation, and growth is always there, and healing takes time. But every step forward, no matter how small, is a stepping stone towards a new direction. So as you move forward in your journey, carry this truth with you. You are capable of rising again and again and again. So let Phoenix Rising serve as a beacon of hope, a testament of the strength within you, and a reminder that even in the face of our greatest adversities, you have the power to soar. So soar and shine bright and rise and transform into the best version of you. You have the power of Phoenix rising. Don't get discouraged. Stay motivated and understand there is an opportunity for you to be reborn from the ashes in every single challenge, just like Phoenix. Rise again, over and over and over again. What challenges have you experienced in the life today that ultimately led to growth and transformation? What small step can you take today to embrace your own Phoenix rising and move forward with hope and resilience? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to rise from the ashes, to transform your pain into strength, and to create a life that's even more meaningful and fulfilling than before. Embrace your inner Phoenix and soar high. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.